Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now, it's time for Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And no lawyer on this show actually helped write that disclaimer.
And before we take you live to Understanding the Law, let's go ahead and check on traffic right now from the Live 95 Traffic Center, brought to you service of your local Ford dealer. Hey, say, was there any traffic? Well, I think there's a traffic, there's a car broken down on Highway 31 right now, but I guarantee you it's not a Ford.
Welcome back to another edition of Understanding the Law. Triple Threat is in studio. Cullman attorney, marvelous Melvin Hastings.
I clocked it. It was like 6 seconds for y'all to start laughing. It's pretty bad.
That was a charity laugh. Lil D Danielle on Facebook Live, and your host, the one and only Big D, Daryl Nethery. We are glad to be here again tonight all together. Man, it's sunny outside. It's hot. It's crazy. 100-degree heat index for the last few days and probably tomorrow, the next day. The little kitties have been popping back to school today. I'm sure little Brody had a good day today, Mel.
No, they go back. The county goes back tomorrow.
Oh, really? So the city started today? Yes. Okay. So look, amazingly, I only seen like a few pictures on Facebook, because usually you'll see like 5 million pictures of the kids holding up their little signs. First day of first grade, fifth grade, 12th grade.
I don't think any of them's ready to go back to school right yet.
Well, you know, of course, everybody says it's way too early. Yep. You know, the kids should be going back the first week of September around Labor Day. And back in the old days in the 70s when I was in school, that's exactly how it was. But it's not that way.
And they did that. I've always been told it makes sense. It's the energy deal. They did it because during the hottest part of the year, July and August, you don't want to be trying to kill them schools off, so you saved money.
Gotcha.
by putting it later. But I guess they just said, we don't care about that now.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just pay these exorbitant energy bills and go on.
Taxpayers are paying it anyway, so why does it matter?
Yeah. That was just my 2 cents worth.
Well. A lot of interesting things happening around Cullman here lately. Every time I look at Facebook, because, I mean, come on, nobody really looks at the papers anymore, I don't guess. Everybody's stuck to their phones. And, I mean, all kind of cases going on with the law and several things that I've seen that I don't disagree with. But
think of how many trees we've saved.
That is a good point. That's a really good point. So we can plant trees now and not worry about wearing them out.
They don't make newspapers out of straws, do they?
Well, you know, in California they do.
So how long before these, literally these papers, just go? They're gone. They're on their way out. There's no doubt.
I mean, I mean technology. So technology is killing newspapers. So,
I mean, I still like picking up one and holding your hand, looking at it. And there's a few people that does it, but not enough to keep
going. No.
I remember being a young child trying to read a paper, and it was like three times the size of me. And I'm like, how do you even manage this, people?
Yeah.
Now it's like 3 or 4 pages long.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, you got a Birmingham News on Sunday. Holy smoke.
You need like 8 people to hold that for you.
Yes. Get all your grandkids to hold the paper while you read it. But yeah. But anyway, I mean, you know, Facebook is where it's at, and social media with all your news. You can see everything, I mean, literally within minutes of what's going on around the world.
My understanding is that the high schoolers would disagree with you. They would tell you that, what is it now, Snapchat is where it's at?
Yeah, Snapchat.
It's not Tinder, is it?
I don't know. Snapchat. I don't even know what Tinder is.
I don't either.
But yeah, I guess you know, everybody pops to Snapchat, they take a picture of themselves, and it supposedly dissolves within a few minutes and goes away and can't be traced, but trust me, anything can be traced. So
FBI's got it. CIA's got it.
Do you know how many naked pictures they probably look at every day? I mean, let's be real about it. Because these kids are doing this kind of crap all the time. Yeah, it's crazy.
Back to Facebook. So, like, it allegedly lost its groove, yada, yada, yada. Lost, like, I don't know, the biggest stock market decline in history or something. You know, it's already recovered, like, two-thirds of its losses. It's already back almost where it was.
Jay, the only thing that people know how to do is Facebook.
I know.
I mean, it doesn't matter what he does. And of course, you know, he's probably done some illegal things. I don't know. But anyway, it's not... It's a fad that's holding on, and I don't see Facebook dwindling down no time soon.
Until something new picks it up.
You're right.
Because you had the MySpace.
MySpace, and MySpace didn't last long, though.
I have that same thought, and I'm like, it'll come and go. But it hasn't. I mean, Facebook, I'm guessing, 10 years now, maybe? All right.
That's what I'm thinking, Jay. I think it's going to hang in there.
Y'all know why, don't you?
Why?
Around my conspiracy theory.
What is it?
The FBI owns Facebook. Everybody laugh about it.
They watch us.
They got you. That's their deal. It was a government bailout. That's why I got 2/3 of the stock back. FBI's watching it, man. They're all in there.
Let me tell you something. When they say Big Brother's watching you, you really don't know it, but they are 24 hours a day. They know exactly what you're doing.
Everything about it.
I was watching something on 60 Minutes talking about Amazon come out with this new thing that controls all the things in your house by using your voice.
Yes.
And now they're saying, well, hey, look, that's an invasion of people's privacy. It's grabbing their voice. It's sharing it with other people. And, of course, the folks at Amazon was like, hey, look.
We got Amazon, Apple, and Google can't get enough of it. They're in continuous competition.
You're exactly right. I mean, they're competing seconds.
They all want control over you controlling your home.
Exactly right.
And your phones do a lot. If you're talking about something, it could be anything.
It don't matter.
Ford trucks. I guarantee you if I put up my phone, Googled or something, it'd be a film about Ford would come up.
You're right.
It recognizes it what does. You're talking about.
I done something the other day. I forgot what it was, and it popped up. And
it will pop up.
And I'm like, holy smack. I was actually talking about that, and there's an ad for it.
Yes.
Just out of the blue.
I'd have to get some ice cream. There's a Dairy Queen.
Yes, it pop up or something. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what about this? I was looking on – I didn't get to look at AO.com today, but this old cat thought he was skating it. He's a 38-year-old guy that's – it was a 2006 lay-in of an Auburn University graduate whose body's never been found. She has been missing since June 13, 2006. Well, that's when the report was filed. I don't know exactly when she was missing. Okay. Actually, probably about June 12th or 13th. 2006, so 12 years, this guy's thought. He's moved up to Virginia.
Right.
He's completely away from Auburn.
He got it made.
He's wiped the sweat off, thinking, "Man, I'm fine with this." And he just got arrested. I just picked him up the other day for 2 counts of capital murder.
So, how did they find out that he done it?
Well, I was reading on here. They ain't telling a whole lot, but it's capital murder burglary and it's capital murder kidnapping. So he'll be subject to the death penalty if they choose that way, or they just may stay with the life without parole. But so what they've said is there's a murder committed during a burglary and a murder committed during kidnapping. So more than likely they said he had a relationship with her. That's what's kind of crazy about the burglary, because burglary means you broke in someone's house.
Right.
So he broke in her house or apartment. So they probably had some evidence of that. And then the kidnapping, of course, taken against a will. So I guess they're saying that he somehow broke into her house, and then I don't know how they figured out the kidnapping. I guess just because her body's gone.
I saw it. They went home and watched Forensic Files.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know what's... It's...
I'd watch something one time. I was watching those, whatever, Forensic Files, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this guy and girl, they hang out. She disappears. They talk to him. I don't know. Look, that you know, plays a story. They are clueless. I mean, they really are. But they keep going back to this guy for some reason. I'm thinking 6 or 8 years have went by. They bring this guy in that's some kind of psychological professional kind of guy that's investigated. Yeah, I mean, he's studied this stuff for 30 years, and he went back and he started reading the scripts from all this guy. And he told the investigators, he says, that's your man right there. He's the one that done it. I guarantee it. So if you'll just go back to him now that he's moved away out of state and approach him and let him know that you have the actual facts that he done it and you know where she's buried at, you just need him to show you which area it is to be positively positive. They done exactly that, and the guy broke and said, yeah, you're right. It's close to that area.
The other thing, too, you know, with this Ancestry.com thing going on, you can't hide. Even if you don't give them a DNA test, they're going to find you to your grandmother or your kids or something.
That's a good point. Yeah. But, you know, all right, so I don't know anything about Ancestry.com, but the one part of me says, is this just some really crazy crap that people want your money and they're going to say, Melvin Hastings, you come from Ireland. Thank you for your $39. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Apparently, the DNA stuff does. I don't know.
But
listen, here I go again, conspiracy theory. That'd be the CIA owning that. I mean, you think about it. You're sending in your DNA to a database.
Right.
That Ancestry's fighting to keep from me, you know, from the government or whatever else. But they'll get it.
So
you know, you might be right, because I mean, people aren't gonna volunteer their DNA to the government.
No.
But to get $40 to do it, they might do that.
And then it goes to Ancestry, and then, you know, the fight's gonna be on, like for instance, this guy right here, Ennis. Let's say they wanted his DNA,
right,
they found some, but they didn't have no way of getting it. Then they'll subpoena the records,
right,
from because yeah, they go to Ancestry. You can go to Ancestry and go to his line and say, yeah, I mean, there's probably going to show on there that he's gave DNA before. So the big fight is, what's Ancestry going to do? Well, see, Ancestry.com, they need to fight it, because if word gets out that, hey, the government's getting your DNA from this company, then there ain't nobody else going to do it. You know, they losing business, so they'll fight it. They will. You know, it's just like, remember the, what was the Las Vegas guy, wasn't it? Or no, it was who else? The college. What was that kid that killed a bunch of people in college over in California or something? Was trying to unlock his phone. It wasn't the Las Vegas guy. It was the guy that came over here that killed the people in, I can't remember.
San Bernardino.
That's okay. So his phone was locked, and the government was trying to get to Apple and get into his phone, because they had locked it out trying to get into it with the passwords, and Apple fought them. I mean, fought them on it. Yes. Because,
that's
again,
crazy.
Yeah, I know it. Because, see, we look at it as, hey, the government should get that. You know, that's what a lot of people think. But Apple's sitting there thinking that, nope, they can't. Because if government starts having access, because they realize if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Exactly.
You give them an inch, let them in this phone, and then they're going to start doing it all the time. Then Apple will just be inundated with subpoenas and getting records and all that stuff. And Apple fought it. So really, it was a good fight. I mean,
right,
that one was. Now, I don't know how it turned out in the end, but... You know, it's the same thing as Ancestry. If people realize, hey, man, government's getting DNA, getting stuff on us.
Well, my point is, if I send my $40 in and I send my DNA, who's to say that they can trace me back 100 years when DNA didn't come out to the 1970s or late 70s, so they don't have any DNA on my ancestors.
I understand, yeah.
So there you go. You just ripped me off, and I'm a sucker.
And it may be. You're right. It may be. I don't know how they've. I don't know how they've traced it back.
They can't. They can't, because they have no DNA beyond 1970 or 1978, 1979. Whenever DNA come out, the discovery.
Well, they found some markers says if you're from Ireland, you got this type of
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I got
but,
that.
But still, how do you? I mean, they had to get them markers from somebody. So
exactly.
How do you know that person is really Irish?
There you
they
go.
Gave it to
there
so
you
yeah,
go.
That's probably just a way to rip you
it's
off.
It's a rip off, man.
So I maybe read too much news, but apparently the Golden State murderer or rapist or whatever was caught through Ancestry.com.
That I have no idea.
It may be. There was something that came out about ancestry.
I don't know, because I just don't believe in it. Because just for the fact, you don't have my great-grandpa's DNA. So how in the world are you looking it up? Because, I mean, their commercials are funny to me. Because, you know, you've got this 28-year-old male from Chicago that says, I didn't know my grandpa was from Ireland.
Yeah.
Dude, he's not. He's probably from Manhattan. But thank you for your $40.
But let's talk about the medical side of that.
I am talking about the medical side of that. I'm talking about DNA.
No, you're not. I'm talking like 23andMe. Now you can send in your DNA swab, which I've done in the past, as you well know, for medical purposes to see about chromosome and what you carry in your breakdown for certain cancers, things like that.
Okay, so how's that relevant to my great-great-grandpa?
Well, it's beneficial to you. Beneficial to
you. It's not beneficial to me if they don't have his DNA and they don't have his chromosomes and know what he's had.
No, but they can break yours down. And where you come from is where he come from. It's fact. It's science.
That's your opinion, and that's not Jay's opinion or Melissa. So that's your opinion. And that's not my opinion either.
And the CIA, and the CIA and the FBI says thank you.
Yes, they do.
We got you in the database.
BD, if you ever do anything, I got you.
Yep.
All right, let's take a poll. Ms. Fuller, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Netherly, Ms.
Danielle Carnes.
No one's answering. Okay. I guess that doesn't carry.
I don't know. I just think but let me tell you something. Once DNA was found, that changed the whole crime scene.
Oh, yes.
As far as, you know, police work, investigations, man, that opened a brand new world right there.
And the, you know, on the other flip side of it, look how many people, I need to look at the Innocence Project. Look how many people that was on death row.
Yes, you're right. That
death
got
row.
They just come off of it.
Yeah, they come off of it. I mean, the DNA come back and said, it's impossible. It is not this person.
Exactly.
That did it.
And look, when I hear that, and we've all heard it, my heart breaks for that guy.
There was a guy at Holly Pond. There was a guy.
Really?
Yeah, there was a guy. He was, he was charged with the rape of a woman out in Kansas or Colorado or Missouri, wherever else. And he's from Holly Pond and stayed in prison for 20-something years. And then the Innocence Project got him.
Well, here's my point. We waste money through this government on so much crap in this world, okay?
Yes.
So we need to take some of this money and give to these people that have been put in prison for 40 years or wasted. You need to pay him something, and that's my opinion.
Well, I think that there are some states that allow you to click it. Some of them don't.
Well, Melvin, wouldn't you want something if they?
Yes,
I would. I mean, if you give me $10 million, of course, I appreciate it. You still ruined my life, but that's crazy. I don't know. I just.
That's why I'm always telling people to be careful about the, everybody says, hey, and I think we've said it on the show before, as soon as trial's over, take them out there and hang them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes it's not good.
Right.
So, in some cases, it's not good because, like I said, man, there's hundreds. It ain't just tons of hundreds.
Right.
It's 200 or 300 people. Or maybe more than that that was going to the electric chair or whatever that's going
right.
to happen that's being freed.
If you have a question for Melvin Hasten, you can give us a call. 256-737-9505. Hurry up, Melvin.
Here it is. 358 number of DNA exonerations.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's good
for them.
Yeah, I don't know if them are the ones that are on death row, but 358.
Oh, Greg Kim, come on, Jay. That's some... I bet Melissa popped that up. That's some good stuff right there, man.
Yeah, that was on me.
That's awesome. 256-737-9505. Give us a call. Talk to Coleman attorney, Marvelous Melvin Hasten. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you. just another advantage to living in Cullman. You have Live 95 on your radio. Live 95 is 95.5 FM WRJMLP, Cullman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Cullman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Cullman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. We are kicked back here talking about DNA. You know, hey, maybe some of these attorneys need some DNA labs in their offices. It may help. Who knows? You never know. I mean, you can carry that to court, show it to the judge. Just invest a little bit. Look, Melvin, you can charge more to do maybe some hair samples and some blood samples and get a little more fee going on. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen in the future.
You never know.
You really don't. You don't know. So, crazy. So, how in the world did Danielle end up with a dum-dum and we didn't? All we got is freaking mints over here. Where'd you get that dum-dum at, by the way?
That's where the dum-dum's. She's a smart one. She just told you she's smart.
She's got suckers and we don't.
I can find dum-dums and I'm smart
in
science.
Here we go. Is your name Scientist Danielle or something?
No,
are you part of a scientist group? All right. So. Hey, look, the most popular caller in Cullman is on the line, Miss Brenda. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We are kicking like a pack of ninjas.
Well, y'all have got me really worried because I did the Ancestry.com.
Oh, you wasted your $40.
Now I am so, no, it was like 80. I'm so worried that, you know, heck,
inflation.
I had to try to find me. And I can promise you, the world can't handle two Brendas.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
I know. The South Way.
So tell me, why did you send your $80 in? What did you want to know?
I loved it. Well, because, you know, way, you know, which I, you know, we're all from Europe anyway. But anyway, you know, Wade's always told me that, oh, you're not, you know, 50% Polish, because, you know, my dad was 100% Polish, and he said, there's other mixture in there. Well, mainly because I want to prove them wrong. So the part that was amazing is that my dad always referred to my mom as Little Pocahontas.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have no Native American whatsoever, according to my results. So her people were like the Irish and some islands off the
coast. Hold on now, hold on.
Okay.
If you're talking about Native American because your mom could have been dark-skinned or something, now you're flipping it back over and saying it's Irish when they're a bunch of pale people. I mean, they're a bunch of crackers.
Exactly. She must have got, whatever those islands are that y'all know I'm talking about that join Southern Europe with Africa.
Is that the Falkland Islands or something? Called.
Something. But anyway, there and then some island way out in the middle of, you know, off the China coast somewhere. There's like a 1% out there.
Oh,
my
goodness.
How people could ever get there.
See?
So it was over 50-something percent was right over like Poland. You know, so, which I knew that. But it was neat to find out about the other. I got a lot of Swedish in me. And all the Netherlands up in there, Irish was like 14%, so most of my mom's side family, and my cousin actually did history on Ancestry.com and found out that, yeah, that there is no Indian in her family whatsoever. In fact, their name wasn't spelled Pierce the way she spelled it. It originally was P-A-R-C-E.
All right, two questions.
So, and she spelled it P-I-E-R-C-E.
Two questions.
So, just interesting. But, yeah, but I'm interested in what Danielle had to say about the medical aspect. So, does the 24 one, does that one actually check medical stuff? Or is it just a DNA thing, too, just to talk about your heritage?
What'd you say, Danielle? 23 and me.
Or do you have 23?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. All right, so here's my question.
I mean, did she find out anything medically?
Did you find out anything medically? About herself, Brenda?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
She's mentioned that. Okay.
What now?
Breast cancer gene.
Breast cancer gene is what she found out.
She found out what?
She carries the breast cancer gene.
Okay, got you.
All right, so here's my
thing. They did tell you that.
Who told you that?
I'd like to try that one.
23andMe told her that.
Okay. All right, I would like to have that one done.
All right, Brenda. Tell me, answer these two questions. One, do you actually believe Ancestry.com? Yes or no? Don't go into details. You do.
I'm not going into details.
All right. Number two, how in the world can you say that you had Netherlands, Swedish, Poland? How in the world does all this come together into one DNA package?
I can't speak for the Irish and all that part, but I was fortunate enough to be alive with my great-grandmother, who came over on the boat from Poland, was still living when I was going to Wallace, okay?
Okay.
So I grew up, even as a young adult, and heard stories. I knew that both sets of my great-grandparents were from Poland.
Okay.
On Dad's side of the family. So I knew my grandparents had met here, but they both their sets, like I said, my great-grandparents were Polish. So that Dad was 100%. So I knew that part was accurate. It's my mom's side that's the mutt where all this other stuff's coming in, because we don't, even though my cousin traced stuff, she did find out a lot of their history. But Dad's side, I'm for sure about, just because they were alive for me to talk to them and know that they came over on the boat. So
gotcha.
That's why I believe it.
But what I don't understand is when I see some of these commercials on Ancestry.com, you're going to see some of these people actually break it down. I'm 22% Jamaican. Mm-hmm. I'm 17% Canadian.
And
I'm sorry, but I totally disagree with that. There's no way that you're 5% this, 8% that, 9%. That's my opinion. Does that really make sense?
Like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that I had met and was old enough to know both sets of great-grandparents.
Well, I completely understand where you're coming from with that Polish side, but when
awful.
I see on TV, they're talking, they've got like 9 or 10 or 11 different nationalities in their DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
The other 50% of me, the other 50% is the part that's so scattered. It's the Swedish. It's the top of Africa. You know, it's the it's those areas that's kind of questionable. But I have
a theory how this all happens. I really do. But I'm not going to say it because Jay will get mad at me. I have a theory how all this happened, but I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you on Facebook in a private message or something.
Aliens?
Nope, it's not aliens, but I'm not going to say.
It ain't the Russians.
It's not the Russians either.
Yeah. Are you sure there's no collusion going on? I can start on that.
Well.
If they had come back and said that there was no, you know, Polish, no Eastern European in me at all,
right,
then I would know it was fake.
Right.
You know, and even I really wanted my mom to take one just so we could compare. The best way to do it is to have siblings do it.
Right.
And see if they both come back, because Wade's sister had it done, so
exactly.
He already knows what his is. So but to see if they come back the same, that's what would be interesting.
Right. You're right. All right, Brenda, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your analysis of this Ancestry.com and what knowledge you gave me.
I'm just worried about the government having my DNA now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're screwed.
I know. Well, if they really knew me, they wouldn't even mess with it. Just going to throw that out. So, not worried about it.
All right.
Anyway, you guys have a great night.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's like, excuse me. And we talk about the science of things because I was just involved in a case where science really got to be kind of a pretty big deal. But when they, I don't know who they is, who would they be? When the knowledge is, they say, you only have one set of your fingerprints are your own. There's nobody else in the world. Mm-hmm. How do they really know that? I mean, really, there is billions and billions of people in the world. There have been billions of people in the world. How can they really say?
You're right. Look how small
that you've
your
only
is.
Got.
I don't believe
you've
that.
Got a unique fingerprint that's unique from anybody else. Nobody else will ever have. I question that. And the same thing with DNA. It's four. It's a set of four. Markers that's in different combinations. You know what I'm saying? Ribonucleic acids. So how do they know? I mean, I understand there's an infinite number of different ways you can combine that stuff, but still, how do they know that's it? For instance, twins. I think it has to be identical twins. They have exactly the same DNA match, but other than that, they say you don't. There's no way. I don't know.
Look,
I used to remember. What are the four things? Adenosine.
Look, you're the former paramedic, not
me. Well, it ain't that. It's the science. Hey, I got a chemistry degree and a biology degree, and I should be able to name them off like that. And I forgot them, but that's all right.
There you go. Screw the law. We're talking about DNA.
We're talking about DNA. Yep.
So do you think Gene Simmons' DNA will always make his kids have long tongues? I'm just asking. Why are you rolling your eyes over there? It's a good question.
It's, have your tongue clipped.
You don't know what he's had done?
Of course he has.
Holy smoke. You always got to think that you know the answer by clipping his tongue. The guy's just got a long tongue. It's his DNA.
He's had that clipped underneath. Come the
hair. Nah.
Yeah.
By the way, Melvin, I looked at some Kiss boots the other night.
I am?
$650 bucks. Yes.
What kind? That like the?
It's the
dragon looking ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're high now.
That's got the the silver thing, yeah. and they're like an alligator or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's from their official site.
High. Yeah, they're high.
Because I was thinking about Halloween this year, and I started looking at it, and I'm. Of course, the outfits were dirt cheap, you know,
yeah.
$80, $90, $100, and $650 for the shoes, though.
Yeah, I paid.
I may make the plunge. I don't know.
I think they were $199 when I bought mine, but I got mine for $99 or something. It cost me like $500 for my whole outfit.
Now, do you have the monster head
Huge. I don't have the monster or do you have ones. The I have the black. I have the black ones with the little white stripe.
Exactly.
Down and stuff.
Exactly. And they're probably black one up.
All the way black going gotcha. Up. Gotcha. 7-inch heels. I love them. Right. It's fun to wear.
But I love the other ones with the those dragon cool. heads. Even though they are $650, I may still buy them because they're cool. And look, I've wanted them for like 10 years.
And you can like just wear them on just certain occasions.
Oh yeah. Could I ever?
Can you imagine? Me crazy.
Anyway.
So this, this cat. I tell you, more than likely, what happened if you really got in this case, since being 12 years old, it was a cold case, so. They probably didn't find any fingerprints. They didn't find any type of DNA evidence. They probably didn't find any videos or anything to tie him in. So what has happened over 12 years, he's just got a little more relaxed and felt good about it, talked a little bit, probably got drunk with his buddies, or just different things has happened. And he's, for instance, he can make a comment just somewhere that, they'll never find her. They don't know where she's at.
Yep.
Just any That's all little it takes. Something like that, all it you know. Takes. And then somebody reports it, and then they'll try, you know, and he'll talk. Well, what do you mean by that? Oh, they just want to find her.
Right.
They think they know where she is, but they really don't know where she's at.
Yep. And they got him.
And they got him. And should. Good deal.
Exactly.
Good deal. We'll see. We don't know what the evidence is going to show at the end, but, yeah.
Well, let's hope justice is served if he truly done it.
Yeah, if he did.
That's all I can say. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to Understanding the Law with Triple Threat.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hi, we're WRJMLP. We're a Coleman radio station. We play music. If that's what you're looking for, we got it. We're not going to waste your time. We're going to tell it like it is. Some of our songs are pop. Some of our songs are classic rock. Some of our songs are alternative. And some of our songs are even country. We cover those up. She chooses them, he plays them, and I talk about them. We don't play a lot of commercials. We wish we did. But we don't. So if you don't listen to us, it ain't gonna hurt our feelings. So tune your dial to 95.5 and get yourself some music. Or don't. We don't care.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. Hey, Melvin and I got into the dum-dum stash, by the way. We got a couple dum-dums. Ain't nothing like a good old dum-dum.
That's pretty good.
It is!
Mystery at the museum, not at the museum, not at the museum. That's what it's called, not at the museum. It's that funny show. It's a movie. They got that. One of the guys was talking about dum-dums. That's funny. But anyway, that's what it reminds me of.
Do I look absolutely clueless what you're talking about?
Yes. That's why I shut up and changed the subject. Hey, here's an interesting kind of case, and this is kind of what I dealt with last week, talking about recklessness. There is a 18-year-old that is charged with... Hello. There you go. 18-year-old that is charged with reckless manslaughter. Says, according to court records, this 18-year-old, this is in Jefferson County, it happened out in Winston County, was under the influence of marijuana while carelessly handling a gun. The gun discharged and struck this other occupant in this vehicle in the head, and then he eventually died. So this boy, this 18-year-old, him and another man believed to be his father, got scared, of course, and they got charged with altering the crime scene and marijuana and everything else. So it appears that this guy was under tempering the evidence and everything else. Apparently, he was smoking his weed. They was moving. It says he's a furniture mover. The other one was the one that died. So there's in a U-Haul truck. He was smoking weed and messing around with the gun. I don't know. Carelessly handling the gun. I don't know how they're going to prove that. And it discharged and shot the other guy. And then, you know, he starts freaking out, calls his dad, or his dad's there, whichever one. They're like, oh, crap, we got to fix this. So they started trying to fix up the crime scene, I guess. So they ain't no telling what's going to turn out on that case.
Could you imagine calling daddy, hey, look, I messed up. Okay, you need to come help me. And we need to do something real quick. But when you're high on marijuana, not that I know, but when you're high on marijuana, like, time slows up.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably thinking, oh, my God, we've been here 8 days and we still ain't got nothing done yet. Look, people will tell you, if you ever smoke weed, time just stands still.
Yep. Well, these are boys.
You know, and I'm going to tell you what, the tampering of evidence and obstruction of justice is probably going to get him more trouble than the
I seen something.
How you charge somebody with recklessness? That's more negligence in handling a gun. Recklessness means that it's not directed towards one person. He'd have to put the public in danger. So if you're driving in a truck, we'll assume they're doing, and you're messing with a gun, yeah, you're putting yourself and the other person in there in danger, but you're not putting the public at large at danger.
Right.
So you're never going to – they're not going to never get – they shouldn't. I say they won't. Right. They shouldn't get a reckless manslaughter charge. It's unfortunate that happened to that guy.
Exactly.
And I guarantee there's more to it than that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I accidentally shot. I was messing with a gun. I didn't just, like, point it right to his head and shoot him. But
exactly.
We'll see how it turns out.
And I read something right before I left the house. Man. I don't know if it was a police officer in Winston County narcotics agent arrested him, I guess today, for tampering of evidence. And I'm like, you're the narcotics? What is it?
It's an ethics violation. And he was arrested.
Was it Winston County?
It
Jefferson County.
Yeah, I mean, it was somewhere close, and I'm thinking, what an idiot. Buddy, you're not above the law, and you're tampering with the evidence, and they're probably watching you while you do it.
It was the investigator on a case, tampered with evidence, and now they indicted him for...
So you know that he knew the people, and that's why he done it.
Why else would he do it? I guess the question is either getting rid of the evidence or is that person put more stuff in there to get more evidence? You know what I'm saying?
Don't know.
Which one is it? And
that's a good point, Melvin.
Who knows what you're an attorney for? Who knows? Hey, listen, y'all know there was a few years ago, and it's been a while ago because it's at the courthouse when the old jail was there. But that y'all know that some of the inmates actually went through the ceiling, went over the wall, and got in the evidence room and got into all the drugs. Yes. Got into all the drugs.
Got high on all the evidence.
No way. Yes, absolutely.
How in the world did they crawl back inside to the jail cell if they were that high?
I don't know. I don't know if there's the cameras. I guess they got in there and realized, I mean, it's probably a disaster. I mean, these guys was crawling through the ceiling tiles and got down into the other room and figured out it was the evidence room. They got in all the meth and stuff.
I bet they were looking for potato chips and everything else.
I had to go to the bathroom or something. Wasn't letting them out. So anyway, a lot of people's cases got dismissed because you know, you got the evidence locker there. All the evidence has just got tampered with and messed up. Hey, there was a... there's crazy stuff that happens every day.
They were heroes. There were a lot of people. I'm scot-free, buddy.
And then there was a girl, maybe been a couple of them, down at the Hoover Forensics Lab, because I had a manufacturing case that got dismissed. Because she handled that stuff. A lot of cases got dismissed. She handled what she was doing. So the forensics lab in Hoover accepts all the drugs, and they do all the testing, tell you what kind of drugs and how what the weight of it is and stuff. Well, she was skimming off some of them drugs and selling them. So the Lord tabs or the dope or whatever that's coming in, she was skimming off some of it and keeping it, I guess.
If they would pay her more money, she wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, she probably would have done it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that she used any of that. I'm sure she didn't. No, not a bit.
But they caught her. She got busted. So there's a lot of cases that got dismissed because of that. And, you know, because you just can't. Well, I mean, what's the reliability of anything that girl done?
Exactly.
You know.
It amazes me what people do on a daily basis. It really does. I mean, skimming weed, skimming Lord tabs in Hoover, making a little extra cash. People out here stealing money from football programs.
Yep.
You know.
And that happens a lot. I mean, that happens all the time.
Melvin, listen.
All the time.
I run this thing, okay? I mean, I'm over this football program, and I'm going to write a check for $500. Isn't there more than one person that's got to sign that check? Usually there's two or three people when it's on.
Well, eventually, they're going to start doing that. But usually that's probably, I would assume that's just the treasurer. That's the treasurer of the athletic association that's handling the money.
Yeah, but with all the corruption that's happened in the past, you would think every single organization says two signatures on that check. And I don't know what this lady got away with. $3,000 or $4,000?
I don't know.
Mandatory background check.
I don't think that even matters.
No,
I don't. Because I think the most good people can always turn bad.
They get in desperate situations.
Yes, they do. So I agree with what you're saying, to make sure they don't have a criminal record dealing with money. But even the most good people is going to do it because they think they can get away with it. So I have not heard anything else about this young lady after it happened. So I don't know. Maybe it's hush-hush because it's in the small community of Coleman. I don't know, but still it's wrong. But I don't understand the concept of people thinking, I can get away with it. It's a little organization. You're not going to get away with it. What about this lady in Good Hope that was in the town council, was writing checks to Lowe's for gift cards for thousands of bucks? She really thought she wasn't going to get caught.
She
did.
They do.
The truth always comes out.
They do.
But I don't understand why people is going to do that for. Look how small the town of Good Hope is. You know, and what she get? A couple thousand bucks and, I don't know, Olive Garden cards and stuff like that? I just don't understand. But people are willing to do it every day. How about this? Get a job and be honest. But if you do, Melvin will not have a job.
So I won't have a job. Keep doing what you're doing. Hey, you know, one of my first cases, gosh, in 2002 or 2003, I got appointed this girl. She was coming out of Belk. And I can't remember, y'all, she had looked like the Michelin Man because she literally had on, I mean, she had on like 5 or 10 pairs of undergarments and stuff. She had on 4, 5, 6 shirts, 3, 4, 5 pairs of pants. I mean,
she's cold, Melvin.
I guess so. But she went back in the dressing room and just put on all this stuff and walked out the front door and they stopped her. So,
yeah.
I got caught.
So do you think a thief will always wear jogging pants when they try to rob something? That's just a question. I mean, you got a lot of room. I seen some lady, I think, right up the road right here on video the other day on Facebook, stuck a wine bottle down her crotch.
I showed you that. It was at the Cotoma Mart.
Hey.
And this girl goes around the corner, and I mean, she just slides it right on me.
I mean, what does that tell you? What was it? Maybe a $4 bottle of wine or something. She sticks it down in her crotch.
Hey, I've actually represented people in cases where they steal $1 or $2 worth of stuff out of Dollar General, literally. And the fact, so that's a misdemeanor shopping, a shoplifting, it's misdemeanor, it's called theft fourth, but it's a misdemeanor. But if an employee tries to stop you and you push away from them and push your way through the door, it becomes a robbery. It's robbery third.
Mm.
Yeah, so I have seen people over less than $5 worth of stuff get a robbery conviction. So I know a person now that's got a robbery conviction for helping someone else steal stuff out of a store. They were charged with robbery second, and then they helped someone else, and then they played a robbery third and went to prison and spent a year and a half in prison and is a convicted robber now. Yes, wow. Convicted robber.
I seen two ladies today, I'm thinking Birmingham, went into this place. They grabbed 3 or 4 Yeti coolers, turned around, and just walked out the front door. Now, once they hit the sliding door and they went out, then they started running like OJ.
Oh, yeah.
So here comes the management. You know, one lady running after him. Well, they quickly turned around and pepper sprayed her. So she went to the ground. And they jumped in the car and got away with their Yeti coolers. But, I mean, face is perfect.
I've said on camera.
They're going to find them within. By the end of the night, they'll find them. Was it worth it? No. Get a job.
And Yeti cooler's pretty expensive.
Oh, I guarantee you. What's a Yeti cooler? $350? $400?
Yep. See, the once it gets above $500,
so that's
makes it
$1,200
makes
right
it a
there.
Felony. Yeah, once it gets above $500, it gets to be a felony.
So now are they going to charge both of them with that since one of them was carrying one, the other one's carrying two? Are they both going to get the...
Yes, because they'll get them under being an accomplice or something like that. Yeah. They should. But who knows? I mean, who knows what they're going to do? You know, I tell this other story, and it is true. Belk's just gets...
They wear them out, don't they?
Well, they wear them out, stealing stuff out of there. But there's this girl, and she ended up getting her probation denied and going to prison because she wouldn't come back for probation here. And so they finally picked her up and said, well, you know, you had a probation here, and you didn't show up, so therefore you go to prison. It was denied. But it was like $507 or $8. I can't remember what it was. Like $508. So she went over $8 to make it a felony.
Tube of lipstick.
It's exactly what it was. It was either eyeliner or lipstick. And what was funny is, so she stole a $400-something purse, and then she stuck makeup in there. And she literally, I think it was eyeliner, she literally had two of the same, or maybe two of the lipsticks.
And that, and if you, she would only got one of them, it would have been $499. Yeah. It would have been, it would have been a misdemeanor.
20% off coupon or something to knock it down to a misdemeanor.
That's a good one, Jay. I swear.
Yes.
I swear. So, a coupon.
So I told her, I mean, when she did it, I was like, you got greedy and took an extra lipstick or whatever else. And that is what got you. Yeah. A felony, you know. I mean, it was just stupid. And then she took off. They start trying to catch her, and she took off out the back. And I think somebody actually tackled her. Wow. somebody else seen her run and actually tackled her and held her until the police got there. So, but you know, something that I was, you have to, you it's the value of the property. So the you know, when I was sitting in a truck, because I mean, when you're talking about just $1, $2, or $5, right, I guess it'd be a big issue. So my argument was, well, what was the value of the property to Belk? You know, that $400 purse probably cost them $100.
Exactly.
You know, and I was like, no, that's $100 value. Yeah,
right.
If they sold it for $400, yeah, you know. The other argument is, no, it's a $400. That thing's valued at $400 because that's what Belk could get off of it. You know, and I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
There was a case, and I don't know why they did this, in Marshall County. I tried a case a long time ago, 12 years ago or so. And the issue that this girl was charged with embezzlement, and the amount of money got to be an issue, the amount of money they claimed. Well, the prosecutor persisted in only that one charge for whatever that amount was, and obviously the girl did it, but they didn't prove the amount. And I actually got a good jury, and they acquitted her, found her not guilty, just because that they did not get the the amount of money. Wow. Did not get the money. They could not prove the amount of money. The amount of money is what fixed it.
How about that
case? Yeah. So these theft cases and stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know, some jurors say, I don't care. They proved it, and then, you know, just find it guilty. But that group right there stood with it.
So. Thanks for being tuned in to this week's edition of Understanding the Law. Don't forget, the Big D Radio Show is coming back Thursday, August 23rd. We are excited to be back on the air, and we're going to have all kinds of folks coming in here. Several Nashville recording artists will be hanging out with us over the next few months. Check us out again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for another edition of Understanding the Law with Triple Threats. Have a good night.